The entire world seems to be asking the same question. Where is Spider-Man? I spend too much time on TikTok. That's why I speak things like this. But like, it's giving deadbeat podcaster. It's giving Miss Girl, what about consistency? It's giving, do you perhaps forget the login details to your podcast website and stuff? Like, why are you not being consistent? Why are you not putting out work? Why? Well, I've been busy. I'm acting like someone is even asking me those questions, but then it's just my guilt and feeling like I haven't been consistent. That's why I'm like, yeah, it's because I've been busy, you know? Anywho, hey friends, welcome or welcome back to the podcast. If it is your first time joining us, hey sweetie, welcome. And if you are coming back again, hey, how you doing? Glad to have you back again, and I hope you are still enjoying the podcast and still keeping up with us, keeping up with the Kardashians or whatever. I play too much. But yeah, I hope you are taking care of yourself. I hope you are having a good time. I hope you're hydrating. And if you are in the southern part of the world, that being Africa, that being Zimbabwe and South Africa, and like the other, yeah, being in the southern hemisphere basically, I hope you are keeping warm because I hear that it's a bit cold this year. So I hope you are keeping warm and taking care of yourself and stuff like that, you know. And if you are in the northern part of the hemisphere, specifically Germany, what the hell is this weather? I thought we were supposed to be in summer. I was ready to be in summer, like summer mode activated. I'm ready to wearing less and going out more. But yes, Sana, this weather is not giving. We're literally in mid-June, and the highest we have today, I think it's like what, 21 degrees, 20 degrees, and it rained earlier on during the day, and it's just basically cloudy most of the times. What's going on with this weather? Like, we're supposed to be in summer, and the thing is, in Germany, well, in I think it's in Europe in general, but specifically in Germany, I don't speak for other countries, I don't know. We don't really have like a very long summer, so for this summer to be acting up like this when we barely have any time in summer, like 3 months is a long. I was about to say 3 months is a long time. 3 months is a very short time, and we don't even have summer for 3 months. I don't know how many months summer is. But like, girl, I need you to get your act together. But also, it's because that time in May when it started getting hot and we're getting like 25 degrees, people started complaining and they're like, yeah, no, it's too hot. And then now we're back here again. And those are the same people that are complaining. They're like, yeah, I know, what is this summer? It's not giving. And next time I need you guys to just shh, like, please don't say anything, because look at us now. We can't even have a proper summer. But I hope going forth, this weather, like, I hope Miss Girl gets the memo and she just, you know, she acts right, because we don't need this. Why have I not been releasing podcast episodes? Why have I not been active on the podcast? Why have I not been taking this seriously? It is mainly because a school has me by the washings. The school is saying by me, I'm a washing. That is basically it. I'm not gonna lie. It's school, it's work, it's a lot, and then there's one me. So yeah, it's a bit too much. So I just thought, let me just do a random catch up episode, you know, just to proof of life. Hi, I'm still alive. I'm still very much interested in being a podcaster. I'm just not able to like fully give it my all right now. But I'm trying my best. I'm just a girl, okay, who's trying her best. So please bear with me. And to the people that listen to the podcast, shout out to you. Truly appreciate you. Thank you for being here, and thank you for continuously watching and stuff like that. The other day I checked and I noticed that there was like 1,000 and something total downloads from the time I started till now. And I'm like, whoa, that is absolutely amazing. Like, that's crazy. So thank you to each and every one of you for tuning in and for being here and continuously coming back, you know. Truly appreciate it. I think I'm in a season of my life where I'm just like, I'm in a quiet girl era, which is crazy because how are you in a quiet girl era when you've got a podcast? But then I feel like I wake up and I don't really have thoughts as much as I used to. Like maybe 2 or 3 months ago, I would wake up and I have opinions and I have a thought and I'm like, I need to talk about this, I need to talk about that. But then now, I don't really have that many thoughts and opinions. Maybe it's probably because I don't spend as much time on social media anymore. But also, like I said, because it's scrolling by manga washing, so there's really no time for me to be having thoughts and opinions. So that's why I'm just quiet. And I'm basically trying to live a life of contentment and gratitude. And I realized this is something that I was saying to myself earlier today. I was like, I feel like if God didn't do anything more for me, like if he did nothing else for me, I'm not gonna lie with you, I won't be content. I won't be grateful right now with where, speaking from where I am right now. I feel like I'd be like, but God, I still need you to do A, B, and C, but like I still need, and I just realized that I'm really not living a life of contentment and gratitude as much as I would like to, or as much as I believe I'm supposed to be living. I feel like there's always something that I want. There's always something that I feel like I need. There's always something that I feel like has to be achieved and stuff like that. And I think part of it comes with being like a go-getter, a high achiever. It's like you're always constantly thinking about the next, trying to work on the next, and trying to figure out what the next is like. What's my next assignment? What's my next task? What's my next? Like, you're just constantly thinking about the next and not really taking the time to be like, if nothing else happened for me, that's enough because God, you are good and you have always been good and you'll always be good. So I'm just trying to like bring myself into, well, with the help of God, of course, bring myself into that alignment of being like, yeah, this is where I am and this is I'm genuinely content here. I'm genuinely happy here and not feel like there always has something to be achieved. I mean, obviously we're human beings and we're growing and there'll always be something to like better maybe about ourselves, our jobs, our education. Like there's always something that can be improved and can be worked on or can be achieved, but I also want to find contentment in that, like just in being still and being like, okay, what I have right now is enough. I have everything that I need, and that is okay. And thank you, God, right? So yeah, that's the headspace that I'm kind of finding myself in. What other thoughts do I have? I have quite a number of things that like have been on my mind lately. I literally had to like write them down because I was like, okay, this is on my mind right now. And another thing, the other day I was having a conversation with my friend, right? And I was like, I feel like I'm trying to find like the proper wording for it. But then, do you ever have like times where you feel like you don't deserve certain good things to happen to you because of maybe the bad things that you've probably done in the past, right? So I was having that conversation with my friend and I'm like, I feel like maybe I don't deserve A, B, and C because I used to be this person who used to do X, Y, Z. And then my friend literally said, yeah, but like you're not the same person that you were before, number one. Number two, God can definitely make certain things happen for you, right? And he won't like record the moments where you used to do maybe whatever it is that you used to do so that he can use it against you later. And I was like, that is so true. Like the type of God that we serve, yeah, sure, we have our shortcomings, we have our shortfalls and stuff like that. But then he doesn't record your, for example, let's say your sins, just so he can bring it up later and just throw it in your face. No, he is a very forgiving God. I mean, some actions might have consequences, I'm not gonna lie. A lot of actions will actually have consequences. But then God is not the type of God that will be like, yeah, because last year you used to do A, B, and C, well, now it's time for you to pay back. I'm not gonna give you A, B, and C because you used to do no, like he forgives you and then that's that. So yeah, it was like very important for me to get that reminder because I was literally counting myself out of certain things, of which I think I haven't fully grasped the whole concept. I'm still between me and God, we're still working on it, right? But then I had counted myself out of certain things because I'm like, I used to be this person. I don't think certain things, certain blessings are for me, right? And then God is like, who are you to count yourself down? Like this life that you have, did you give it to yourself? You absolutely certainly did not. So why the heck are you counting yourself down? Like, why are you, well, counting yourself out? Like, why are you, you know, why are you that person? So yeah, that's basically another thought that I've been having on my head. Hey, I've got thoughts, child. But then I feel like I have more of a desire to like have age-appropriate fun. First of all, I'm 24, so I'm like, okay, I'm in my mid-20s now, but then I'm still quite young. And I've realized that with social media and spending a lot of time on social media and seeing, because you know how on social media we share our lives, people share, oh, I did this, oh, this is how I celebrated my birthday and stuff, this is, I did A, B, and C. Like, people are just, you're constantly consuming people's lives on social media, right? And for some reason, I felt like in some cases I'd find myself looking at maybe the lives that people who are like in their late 20s or in their 30s, like people are like maybe 26 to 30 something, and I'd look at the way they live their lives and I'd be like, oh, I want to live my life like that. And then I constantly have to remind myself of the fact that, first of all, these people are like 26, 27, 30, and stuff like that. So they're way older than you. So like don't sabotage well their lives, because like, I mean, it's nice and all, but then for their age, that's okay, right? Do the things that you're supposed to be doing at this age before you want to do the things that the 30-year-olds are doing. Because if you continue in that mindset, it's gonna make you feel like maybe you're not doing enough in life, maybe you're not achieving enough in life, because you're constantly looking at people that are at a certain age which is higher than the one that you're currently in. So I just had to like check myself and be like, I want to have more age appropriate fun, like things that are appropriate to me, you know, and my age group. And yeah, I'm still trying to figure that out and seeing what exactly that is. And but for example, I know that I enjoy things like, what do I enjoy? I enjoy things like a good braai. One thing about me is that I will want to braai. Once the sun is out, I want to braai. I want to be outside. I want to be playing. I want to have fun in the sun. For anyone that doesn't know what a braai is, it's a barbecue, I think. Yeah, it's a barbecue. Not that I think, I know. So yeah, and that's on age appropriate fun. Speaking of age, one thing that I'm realizing with time is the fact that adults do not like hearing the truth. Ding 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 ding. And I'm an adult, by the way, so I am definitely in that group. But then I remember this one time my granny telling me that you'll find someone being labeled as crazy because they tell the truth that people don't want to hear. And I was like, Miss Girl, you are cooking. Like you are cooking. Let her cook. And that is so true. Like adults, they don't want to hear the truth, be it about their behavior, about the things that they do or the things that they don't do and stuff like that. They don't want to hear none of that. Like they want to, I don't know, it's almost as if you have to like tiptoe around people's feelings. Because, and I'm okay, I have to say what I'm about to say. Lord help me say it the way I mean it without coming off as insensitive, right? I'm not saying disregard people's feelings or hurt people or like say the truth in a very harsh and mean way. But then I'm saying that people don't want to hear the simple truth, even when the delivery is absolutely okay and it's not coming from like a mean place or a hateful place or whatever. People don't want to hear the truth, and then they'll be like, yeah, no, but the delivery was rude. No, it's not rude, it's just the truth. I remember this one time someone close to me was like, yeah, but like you're very blunt and you say the brutal truth, and I'm like, but the truth is the truth. And I'm one person, I try by all means not to be mean when I'm saying the truth, because I believe that truth has to be truth. It doesn't have to be like brutally, I don't have to be brutally honest in order for me to tell you the truth. I can deliver the truth and still not be mean about it, you know, and still try my best to be very kind about it. But then if you're the type of person that can't take the truth, then you're going to be offended and you're going to feel like, oh yeah, but then that was mean. But then it's like, no, it's not mean, it's the truth. You just maybe don't know how to handle the truth for whatever reason. And that's that. And I realized that a lot of us as adults, myself included, we don't like hearing the truth, because you tell me the truth, I feel like you're attacking my personality. I feel like you are saying maybe I'm a bad person, you're saying I've got bad character, you are calling me out on things that I don't want to hear anybody calling me out on. And so now I'm offended, I can't take that, you know, why would you say that to me? But then it's like, babe, if you actually sit down and look at it and not victimize yourself in the situation, you actually realize how helpful the truth is to you. And how the person that's actually delivering the message is not trying to be like malicious or anything towards you. So I'm like, it's a fun thing to see how people don't like hearing the truth. And me being the person that I am, sometimes I'll just speak my mind with grace, of course. Try my best with grace. There's times when I slip up and I'm like, okay, maybe that was a bit mean, but God will always check me. One thing about God is that he will always check me. If I write, for example, if I write a paragraph to someone and I'm being mean about it, despite it being the truth, God will make me delete that paragraph and change my tone, okay? Because there's always a way to be gracious about the truth. And I'm just like, I'm trying my best to do that. And another thing that's been on my mind is the fact that I will not be dating until my frontal lobe has fully developed. Please don't ask me to explain what a frontal lobe is. Please, I just heard that there's a frontal lobe that has to be developed in order for me to think properly. So I have decided that I will not be dating until my frontal lobe has fully developed. And usually it fully develops at about 25, right? And I'm 24, which means I've got a couple of months to go. So I don't want to hear nothing about nothing, okay? Because based on some of the decisions that I've made in my attempts at what we would like to call dating, I would like to think it's because my frontal lobe has not fully developed. So we'll be staying away from that, okay? Nobody come into my DMs and say, I don't want to hear nothing. Okay, I don't want to hear none about nothing, right? I don't want to hear nothing, like, don't even come to me. And the other day, I was, like, hanging out with my friend, right? And we're just having a conversation. And so he says to me, I don't know what we're talking about, right? But basically, it ended up being a conversation about confidence versus self-esteem, right? And he's like to me, can I be honest with you, Mpo? I feel like you've got all the confidence to speak yourself. I feel like you've got all the confidence to get yourself into the rooms that you want to get in. Like, you have all the self-confidence that you need. You just lack self-esteem. And I was like, isn't that the same thing? Like, what do you mean? But then in my head, I was like, this man did not have to read me like this. Like, he is dragging me by my non-existent edges and I can feel it. And it's true. So I was like, and then he basically explained the difference between self-confidence and self-esteem. And I was like, I need to Google that. And according to Google, right? Let me just try and find the definition of it, because I had Googled it the other day. Why am I feel like I'm like mincing my words. But anyway, I had looked it up the other day, and I had actually found a thingy, right? Okay, so here it is. It says they might seem like the same thing, but they have different. But they are different in a few. Okay, let's try again. They might seem like the same thing, but they are different in a few fundamental ways. Self-confidence is a person's attitude about their capabilities and skill. A person with good self-confidence feels like they have control over their lives. Self-esteem is how a person perceives their own value and self-worth. And I was like, okay. Okay, so are you saying that's me? Okay, you didn't have to read me like that though. And I hate when I have to agree with a man and say that they were right. 100%, I don't know. But like, I was like, okay, you are actually spitting facts and I need you to stop because you are doing too much, okay? You are doing too much. So the other time, someone asked me, how do you like cope with some of the things that you've been through, because apparently I've been through a lot. I don't know, according to people, I've been through a lot. I don't know how I feel about that. I'm joking, it's true. Hey, sometimes life in Bambang washing, but they were basically like referring to how I seem to cope with certain things, namely grief and the passing of a loved one. I'm not gonna get in too deep on this one because that's a whole topic on its own, child. But then they're basically asking me like, bro, how do you bounce back? Because one thing about me is that things will happen in life, but then I'm just gonna bounce back like nothing happened. And it's a positive and a toxic trait, because number one, why it's a toxic trait. It's almost as if sometimes I don't really give myself the time to process things. Like, I'm just back up as soon as I can because I don't wanna stay down for too long. It's a positive trait because I'm able to be like, things happen in life, but life must go on. And that's the truth. Like, the show must go on. And you're gonna decide the fact that are you going to go on with life or you're going to stay in that place where you're down and down bad for however long you want to stay. But the truth is that life is gonna move on without you. And the more you stay down, the more you have to catch up on life. And it's not the best, my babe. Like, you better get up as soon as you can. Well, that's for me anyway. So that's how I cope with things. And my first instinct is just, okay, fine, you've fallen down, now you need to get up very quick. And number two, it's just God, to be honest. I don't have a formula as to how I survived certain things, as to how I cope with certain things, but all I can say is that it's just God. It's just God getting me through everything that I need to get through, and him just holding my hand through it all and just being my everything. And I have a very great support system. My friends, my family, when I do allow myself to actually lean on them, such amazing people. Who would have thought? I'm joking. But like, they are genuinely such amazing people. So, having those people to lean on and just them carrying me along is what helps me to like cope with things. Like, and my personality, I'm a very strong. Like, I'm a very strong person. I hate it because I'm like, sometimes I don't want to be strong. I don't have to be strong. But then I'm a very strong person. I could be out in public and I'm all laughter and I'm all giggles and I'm all hee hee ha ha. And then I go back home and I'm crying myself to sleep because sometimes I just don't want to bring people down with my like sad personality and I just don't want to be a Debbie Downer. So I guess that's how I cope. Basically, I like I said, it would have to be an entire episode on its own called Coping Mechanisms. Do I even have any? I don't know. I think so. And last but not least, another thought that's been on my mind. I realize that sometimes I get too busy and I neglect the relationships in my life. Am I proud of that? No. But I guess it's a good thing we're self-aware. Like, sometimes, one thing about me is that I think my sister once said I'm a workout. I'm a workout. Huh? You know when you're an alcoholic, but not an alcoholic, but like work alcoholic. I think it's workaholic. Yeah, my sister once said I'm a workaholic. What's going on with English and me today? English 10, poor 5. Anyway, my sister once said I'm a workaholic. And I don't know. Maybe she's right. I'm not saying she's wrong. But then I think sometimes I just get too busy because I'm like, I have to do this. I'm working on this. I'm doing that and that and that and that and that. And then I just get so lost in that, I guess, so thrown into my work and stuff like that, that I neglect the relationships around me that I should be nurturing, that I should definitely be watering and taking care of and stuff like that. So I just have to try better in that aspect, you know, like I have to do better in just watering my relationships with my family, my relationships with my friends, and stuff like that. Well, those are the only relationships that are important in my life right now because the other one does not exist. So it's basically my friends and my family. I have to do better at watering those relationships and stuff like that because, yeah, like no man is an island. Relationships are very important. So I just have to do my part, to be honest, and stop neglecting that. And that is basically it from me. I feel like I've been chitting chatting, but wherever you are, I hope you're doing good. I hope you are taking care of yourself, and I hope you are hydrating and drinking enough water and working out. I actually haven't been working out as much as I should, well, as much as I'd like to actually. Because, like I said, I've been so busy and I stayed out of the gym for 1 month. And then on Saturday, I went back to the gym. Today is a Monday. On Saturday, I went back to the gym. And I tell you what, my muscles were like, ma'am, are you playing with us? Like, don't do that. On Sunday, my muscles were so sore. I was just like, what is going on? I couldn't move properly. Like, even right now, they're still sore. But then it's a bit better because I've been stretching and today I went to the gym and stretched. But anyway, don't be like me. Work out regularly, take care of yourself, clean up your space, take care of your mental health, and stuff like that. And I hope to catch you on the next episode. Bye!